This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. World Series right around the corner. Friday night, game one, Yankees-Dodgers out in L.A. And WFAN is the place you can listen to all the games on the radio. John and Susan, this is why John came back, was to be able to call World Series games. And hopefully for him and Susan, you can get the bowl game over, World Series over, the Yankees win one more time, and then he can then officially ride off into the sunset.
Which is great. It's great for him, it's great for Yankee fans, and certainly he has the pizzazz right now, and you can tell it in his voice, and you can hear it in his voice, which is good. You know, I was thinking, literally, I know that Aaron Judge is under enormous pressure to come through, and I think he will. And I can't base that on anything other than I think it's his time. I think it's his moment. And I do think that because the Mets showed you can get to the Dodger pitching, that the Yankees should be able to get to the Dodger pitching, which leads me to believe that this is a high pressure leverage situation for a guy like Gerrit Cole, because he is by far the best pitcher, at least by reputation, Stan.
Sure.
And the amount of money he makes. Of all the pitchers that are in this series.
Yeah, hands down.
And he has to have two really solid games if the Yankees are going to win the World Series. I know that's maybe a little bit of hyperbole, just simply because there's more than just two games, but he is supposed to be your significant advantage.
Yeah, I mean, the stars, even though you need contributions from everywhere, and that's why when the Mets won games in the postseason, they'd get contributions from everywhere, but you really need, if you're going to win a World Series and you got the stars that you have and the guys with the salaries that they have, those guys got to show up. It's as simple as that.
You know how we often talk about how you have pitching beats hitting, mm-hmm. you know, defense beats offense, kind of thing. It doesn't feel that way for this World Series right now. To me, it feels like this is going to be a highly octane-driven offensive series and a lot of home runs hit.
Yeah, which means that every game is going to be 2-1 now, because that's what we expect to be like 10-8.
And, I'm just watching the way these teams played in the postseason and who they played against. Now, I know the Dodgers threw up some zeros against the Mets, but can you see the Yankees getting shut out in any of these games?
No, I mean, unless Jack Flaherty is just out of his mind good, or you know, Yamamoto finds a gear that he really hasn't had the entire year. He's been good. He hasn't been just spectacular like people expected. But no, I don't think so. I think that the days of the Yankees getting completely shut down offensively in the postseason don't apply to this team. That's what I sit here right now and believe that. And you're not getting, you know, like the Astros, rather, like those starters coming at you, one, two, three, four. Right, all of that stuff, right? You know, like back when Cole was there and Verlander and Framber Valdez throwing you off, or, you know, Charlie Morton coming in, and like, you know, there was a million different guys.
Yeah, and they all had the spider tech.
Right, and they all were,
yeah. They don't have that anymore.
Right, they were all spinning it with the sticky stuff. The Dodgers pitching has a high ceiling if Flaherty and Yamamoto are good and Walker Buehler figures it out, but I mean, those guys have just been okay. So, yeah, I expect them to hit. I expect them to hit a lot. So, yeah, 6-5, 7-6, bullpens battling it out with each other. It really, on paper, should be a phenomenal. It should be a phenomenal series. It really should be. We got an issue with the sports minutes.
We do?
Apparently, that's what Annie's calling about. Annie, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing great, Annie. How's everything going?
Good. Okay. I'm walking to work, and I have to tell Boomer something that he's not going to like so much.
Mm. Okay.
So yesterday, in the morning when I get up, I put you guys on as soon as I get up at 6 o'clock. When I go into the shower, I put you on Odyssey so I don't miss anything. And there is no more Boomer Sports Minute on Odyssey.
Really?
So when you're streaming,
2 days in a row.
So when you're streaming on the app, they aren't playing Boomer's Sports Minute. It's commercials instead.
It's all commercials. He comes on and says, "This is my, you know, Boomer Esiason's CBS Sports Minute," and then it just goes to commercial.
Wow. Hey, Al Dukes.
And I'm extremely upset about that.
Annie, thank you, Annie. I appreciate that. Al Dukes, are you on this?
Oh, I did look into this because I spoke to Annie earlier.
Okay.
And then I spoke with Eddie, and he told me there has been a change in the computer that the sports minutes get played off of, and that they are now to be played not on the stream.
And why is that?
Well, it's a new protocol started yesterday.
Well, who created the protocol?
I think it was a digital initiative.
It was a digital initiative. What digital jackass decided to have this initiative?
Exactly.
Without talking. Thank you, Annie. I love you.
You're welcome.
Yes,
I love you guys.
She's in her shower listening to the Sports Minute. No, what the hell's wrong with you guys?
Well, I said to Annie, I go, do me a favor, listen at 8 o'clock, see if you hear the Sports Minute or not, and please report back to me, which she did. And then we looked into it behind the scenes here. No more stream.
All right, who's the digital slapdick that's running this?
We'll have to look up who's the vice president of digital slapdickedness.
DSD.
Yeah, it's me. I'm the VP of DSD. This is me, Connor,
you know what,
digital slapdick.
Annie, thank you for bringing that to our attention, because nobody, I mean, did you get an email from the brand ambassador? Did you get an email from digital?
Or right. from that guy you just mentioned? Nope.
Right, you know,
I got an email from Dove Kramer, who was given the...
So he's analog slapdick.
No. He was just told to initiate the protocol.
He was told to initiate it by who?
By... digital people?
somebody, hey, I want this thing run up the flagpole, Al. And I want an
the
answer.
The digital flagpole or the actual?
Get to somebody that has some sort of understanding of what's going on.
I believe the intent was to open up more inventory on the stream.
More inventory on the stream?
Well, let's not
I mean,
forget.
Meanwhile, they're going to run this Rico Bronya podcast?
All right, hold on.
What?
By the way,
the checks are clearing, so I'm good with that.
Just an observation.
Yes.
When Spike got here, he knocked the Sports Minute down from a minute to 30 seconds. Now, Big Hurls has come up in here, and now he's knocked your Sports Minute off
the
stream.
You think it's Big Hurls?
I do.
You do?
And I think now...
Is it Big Hurls? Are you guys dancing around the answer?
I don't know the answer.
Why are you dancing around the answer? Why can't you just give me an answer?
I do not know the
answer.
Annie
and I want an answer.
You know, I appreciate Annie bringing this to our attention.
Yes. Yeah, we would. Yeah, exactly. So, you know how Fireman Ed felt like he was getting phased out? I think that they're trying to phase out the Sports Minutes.
Okay.
That's what it feels like to me.
All I know is I signed a contract and they're still paying, so...
Yeah, but you want them to be heard, you know. You don't.
Well, they're heard on the radio stations.
And especially if there's clearly a market for them, and the person looks forward to it in the shower.
I love that.
Yeah. I mean, that was a little interesting. I listened to your Sports Minutes in the shower.
I love that. Yeah, that's great.
I wonder how many other women are in the shower listening to your Sports Minutes at the same time. The tri-state area.
Yeah.
Holy God.
Honey, you've been in there for a while.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the
just waiting for 7:56.
Hey, you want to know something, though? This is like typical, right? Like loose ends.
Yep.
Like nobody wants to say anything. Nobody wants to come to you. We don't even know who is making these decisions.
They're hoping there aren't more Annies out in the world looking out for you.
Yeah. I mean, that is a bold move to just not. I mean, you know how many people listen on the stream?
I know.
And just to knock your Sports Minutes off the stream without any word of it.
The future is digital, they say.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And there had been some recent conversations about the Sports Minutes. There have been. And I want now it makes full total sense to me why certain conversations had taken place.
Oh, you were part of some conversations.
Yeah, but not about digital conversations. Like there was a chance that they were going to get expanded. There was all different types of conversations going on, and one of the unique parts of one of those conversations. Now I find out why maybe that person had said that to me, and that's the architect.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I have to get him in here and beat his ass.
Yeah, I mean, clearing inventory.
Yeah, I don't think Carl's has anything to do with it.
He may. I mean, everything's got to run through him, right? I mean, he should be, and he at least would find out and have to be the messenger to tell you, hey, heads up.
By the way, anybody see him this morning?
Yeah, he's here. Yeah.
Yeah, did you ask him about Evan?
I texted him. Remember, I got the...
Okay.
He answered me. Chest x-rays, on medication, all that stuff.
He also reported that Evan is expected to return today.
After having chest x-rays?
Correct.
So the chest is okay, like his heart is okay, or maybe they were just...
Checking for pneumonia.
Pneumonia in the lungs.
Will he be at the luncheon, I wonder?
If he's going, I'm not going.
Well,
I don't want to get sick.
He could go for an hour and then... well, yeah, it depends on when Craig's going in the whole thing, because he, you know, the show starts at 2, the thing runs from 12 to...
Wait, but hold it. What happens now? What time does this thing start today, Al?
12 to 2.
12 to 2.
But they go on at 2.
Evan. Yeah, but maybe Evan can take a half an hour off because he's, you know.
He took all day off yesterday.
Yeah, why not?
What's another extra half hour while you're at it? Nothing going on. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Got some nice foliage that CBS Sports Network was using. It's finally coming down here, downstate. Seen a lot of the beautiful trees. Saw them out on the golf course yesterday.
Well, I told
great
you.
Great time of year. Really is.
Getting
special.
Stuck on the Merritt Parkway is right now is the best time of the year to do it because you get really to see the fall foliage really up close and personal, and you could do it for 2 hours. And then you could say, you know what? I just saw fall foliage.
Yeah, you saw that. Yep, you did. And then soon enough, we would just be seeing sticks for, let's see, November, December, January, February, March, April, and then May. May, I think, finally.
Sticks.
Where does the fall foliage end? Like, how far south do you have to go? Is it South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia? Like, where do the leaves stay green all year?
That's a good question.
I think Florida. Even in northern Florida, you'll get change.
Yeah.
Really?
So you really got to go deep
to
south.
To the tropics. Wow. So we're subtropical.
Interesting. Really?
So not as beautiful as the Adirondacks.
So if I live in Hilton Head right now, the leaves are falling off the trees?
Yeah, maybe in a couple of, well, not yet, but they're a little behind us.
Well, I didn't know that.
Huh. Just like they're a little bit ahead of us, and that's why they play the Masters in April.
Right.
Right, they get the azaleas first.
Right, yes. They get a legit spring down there. We do not get a legit spring.
We have some fall.
We got
fall.
Awesome, we got like fall.
Yeah, spring is like...
Yeah, well, stop complaining about the weather because the last 8 weeks have been
amazing.
But
he can complain about spring because spring sucks around there. I just said it's a beautiful time of year. It's perfect. But spring has become like winter's henchman now, like to finish the job. You know what I mean? It's just not like summer's cousin any longer.
Yeah, we get like a week of something. It's 95.
Yeah.
The greatest thing about not working on Sunday during the fall is that I've been on all these different golf courses, and every single one that I've been on has been in like unbelievable shape.
Yeah.
And it has been so awesome the last 7 weeks.
Yeah, man, you wouldn't go back.
I would have never had the opportunity to do the things that I've been able to do, and it's been really amazing, actually.
Soaking it up. All right, Jerry, what's going on, man?
We are brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. And we're brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone with Jackpocket. The NBA season began last night in Boston. The Celtics raised their championship banner, and then they were hoisting threes from all over the place and making a lot of them.
Season 29 in 2020 by Milwaukee. Boston is Islanders on their way. Biggest lead tonight. Raining threes for the Celtics.
Sure were. Kevin Harlan, TNT.
Bing bong
your face off. Well, they were threeing their faces off last night. They hit that magic number of 29 threes, but then stopped there as they missed the rest of them. Tie the NBA record with a 132-109 win over the Knicks. Jason Tatum, 14 of 18 shooting, 37 points. Here was Tom Thibodeau. Defense, sir, what happened? Well, it was pretty poor.
It's not like one guy. Obviously, we have to do a lot better. So we'll look at the film and, look at the adjustments that we need to make.
And you are right. The more you watch the highlights of this game, and I watched the first half live, I didn't see the second half. So many of them are just uncontested.
Yeah, it was brutal.
Not great.
It was like a shooting contest. It wasn't even a basketball game.
Yes. And Josh Hart, he says 29-3. Something's going on over there. Wink, wink.
NBA needs a drug test all down my team. Because that was, I ain't never seen nothing like that before, man. So, I mean, like I said, you got to give them credit.
Man. They give them a lot of credit for hitting all those threes. Perhaps this is a little soon to say this. What is today, October 23rd?
Yeah.
The Knicks are 0-1?
Yep.
Shaq's had enough on TNT.
You know, I do agree with Reggie Miller. I think the Knicks are going to be the second best team in the East.
Stop it.
They have the
Knicks are done.
They're done.
They
got 81 games left.
The look on their faces like, he's done. What? This is stupid. Jaylen Brown at 23. In the loss, 22 for Jalen Brunson. And Karl Anthony Towns, in his official Knick debut, had 12 points. Knicks with their home opener, Madison Square Garden, Friday night against the Indiana Pacers. Last night, also, the Lakers beat the T-Wolves 110-103 to complete the season-opening doubleheader. LeBron James had 16. He did get to play a couple of minutes with his son, Bronny.
To be able to have that moment, like I said, but more importantly, as cool as that was, for us to win, too. This is a winning business, and we're happy we was able to get off to a good start.
And they did, mostly because Anthony Davis had 36 points and 16 rebounds. And for Minnesota, you had the former Knicks and Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo. Randle had 16. DiVincenzo had 10 in the loss. Tonight, I know Boomer and Gio will be glued to the Yes Network when the Nets take on the Atlanta Hawks. And if they're not home, they'll be listening right here on The Fan as they cannot wait for Nets basketball to begin.
Who's on
reports
that team,
say,
by the way?
Nick Claxton.
Okay.
That's right.
Anybody else?
Nick Claxton.
Okay.
We had Jordy Fernandez, the new head coach.
Yep.
Got a new look for the Knicks, for the Nets, rather. It's a different, this is a very young team. You know who's been at...
What's the starting five?
I couldn't tell you right now. You know who's been at Rutgers practice a lot?
Is it Cam Thomas?
It better be.
Cameron Johnson?
Potentially.
How about Dorian Finney-Smith?
Well, you're looking at it, so just tell me. Is that who it is?
You're such a big Net fan.
I have not been into the start of the basketball season yet, but I will tell you, Sean Marks has been out at Rutgers a lot.
What is Ben Simmons doing?
Don't care. He's going to dominate, he said. Okay. I had a clip from Ben
Sean
Simmons.
Sean Marks is out at Rutgers. He's going to become the new AD. What's going on?
No, they're scouting
the players.
Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper.
Oh.
They have had several NBA scouts there at practice often.
So the Nets are expecting like the first overall pick?
Yeah.
Well, I watched practice last week with Mike Dunleavy Jr., who was there too. I don't think the Warriors are expecting to be a top five pick, but they're doing their due diligence. So, yeah, been a lot of due diligence. Yeah. And I believe Sean Marks was at that St. John's game last week, too.
Oh, okay, good.
And so, never know. That would be the benefit.
Never know what?
If one of these guys on Rutgers ends up with the Nets, that would be kind of cool.
I guess it would be.
Well, for you, not for the guy from Rutgers.
They got to go somewhere.
That's what I was asking, like, who's on the Nets?
Yeah, well, it's a very young team is what it is.
The Nets.
On the knit. All right, little guy, heard you were out with a chest cold. You little wuss bag.
No.
You couldn't come into work, huh? Oh, let's put on your big boy pants, huh? Now take the diaper off, go to work like a man.
Your
little Ted face. You're an embarrassment to your family.
I do think that little turd face is going today.
Well, he heard us probably shaming him into it.
Well, no, McMonagle told me that he thought he was going.
McMonagle.
Who's now awake.
Oh, he is?
McGonagall.
He's probably
he's going to the Craig thing?
Yeah, he stayed here.
Wow.
Worked overnight, just took a three-hour nap, and
now
he's ready to
run. That's a good man.
Yeah. Indeed.
And McMonagle.
Go ahead. But I guess so he was out there like a zoo animal waiting for the salespeople to come in sleeping?
Yeah, basically, yeah. Yeah. I think he cleans himself like a cat, too.
Like he's in there licking his wrist and just cleaning his hair.
Does he have a litter box back there?
I'd be surprised.
Maybe he's a cat person. You never know.
his big back leg comes up, scratch his ear. They're like, what's going on in there? Wait, have you ever heard the Rich Ackerman McMonagle song?
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that? No, I have not heard it.
Yeah, it's every time McMonagle comes in and Rich Ackerman is there, he'll go up to him and sing him a song, like right next to the desk. He's like, McMonagle, hey. It's like the most.
What?
I swear to God. I mean, Eddie, have you seen this?
It happened every day for years.
Yeah, every day for years.
So this is Ackerman singing to McMonagle.
Correct, with a little, I don't know, it's a dance, more of a.
Yeah,
gesturing.
McMonagle. Yeah, I mean it's insane, and I think you know acts like a, you know, we all have a little bit of the OCD, whatever it is. Like he had to do it every day. Like he couldn't.
Oh, okay.
He could not do it every day.
Yes.
And then Chris would just some days he'd come in and just like be on the computer, like just typing away, and then Ack would just be next to McMonagle. He wouldn't even look at him. It was just the weirdest thing. So strange. Like, if you didn't
that
like,
is like
work
strange
here.
Workplace behavior.
Yeah, of course. But if, like, you didn't work here and understand the characters, you just, like, were walking through the hallways one day, you saw that, you'd be like, can we get a straitjacket on that?
And there were a bunch of things that he had to do every day.
You know, this is Zach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Chief.
Beyond that.
Chief.
Oh, yeah, like he would greet certain people in a certain, the same way every day.
I didn't know that.
He used to punch me in the arm every day.
Yeah. Yep.
Didn't know that.
Part of the routine.
Wow.
The only- I mean, he's basically terrorizing the other employees.
I really. Do remember he used to wipe down his workstation every day. That was one thing.
I kind of get that. That's all right. Al does that.
Which is why the one day I just walked up behind him right as he finished it, grabbed the phone and licked it and then handed it back to him. One of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, that happened. I witnessed that.
I know that story. That's great.
Yeah. I was there working tape and maybe whatever I was doing. And Imus comes out and he saw him finishing with the whole area. And he goes, I need the phone. So Ack hands it to him. Oh!
And that happened more than once. There was another time when he said he took the phone handle and then put it down his jeans.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, boy. Reports say the Chiefs are acquiring DeAndre Hopkins from the Titans for a conditional fourth-round pick. The Saints gave Alvin Kamara a two-year extension worth $24 million. Get the World Series Friday. We still got a couple of days to go. Friday night in Los Angeles, Dave Roberts does name Jack Flaherty a starter. And, of course, Gerrit Cole will go for the Yankees. I saw this was interesting. Joey Votto on the Dan Patrick Show was talking about the difference of playing in L.A. and New York. So he talks about how it really gets crazy at the stadium once the bleacher creatures get involved.
When they're calling for the lineup, and the lineup on the field is connecting rain, sleet, or snow with the fans, and you can hear the anger and the energy, and you can sense as you're on the field, I'm on a bigger stage than I've ever been on.
Pretty cool. He says New York just different.
No disrespect to LA, but there is nothing like being in New York with a good Yankees team at Yankee Stadium. There's nothing like it.
And he says he draws back to one of his experiences when he was there with the Reds.
There's no ghosts. I'm not a ghost believer, but you could feel the ghosts inside the stadium. And A-Rod got a hit, and you could feel the sort of the momentum going, we're going to take this from you, and you've got no say over this.
So should be fun. Different atmospheres for sure, and two very, very good teams starting on Friday night. Former Dodgers pitcher Fernando Valenzuela died at the age of 63. Do not know why, other than the fact that he clearly wasn't feeling right before the playoffs began because he stepped away from his broadcasting responsibilities on the Dodgers Spanish broadcasting team. Rookie of the Year in 1981, Cy Young Award winner,
as well. Rangers beat the Canadiens 7-2. A couple of goals for Philip Hedel, an assist as well. The Rangers out to a really good start, 5-0-1. The Red Wings shut out the Islanders 1-0. I think they only had 11 shots on goal in that game. And I mean,
the Islanders?
No, the Red Wings. Patrick Kane scored the game's only goal. Alex Lyon, 29 saves. And the Lightning over the Devils, 8-5. Brandon Hagel, the hat trick in the second period alone. Time now for Moment of the Day, which is brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas. Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. There's no question. The moment of the day was before I came in here, 5 minutes before I came in with digital slap guy, but I couldn't turn that around quick enough, so we go to part two, which was a very interesting start to the Phil Simms Spotlight.
And joins us every Phil. Wednesday around 8 a.m. Phil, good morning!
Well, I could maybe hear what you're saying if that damn music would stop. So,
yeah. Good mood this, morning
this is great.
There you go.
What's that?
I said you're in a good mood this morning, it sounds like.
I'm always in a good mood, Boomer. Especially when I get a chance to talk to you, because it makes, you know, it just makes me feel good.
You're just an old, angry peckerhead.
That was Eddie playing a drop. That was not me saying that live.
No. Hey, you know what? Listen, that line was really quite, it was in vogue back when I was growing up. I haven't heard that in a long, long time, so that was pretty good.
There you go. You even got a chuckle out of Phil himself.
Yeah, I think he thought I said that live.
I'm sure
he
did.
Was still laughing at it.
I will, you know, listening to, because they do that in the afternoon too. I work here. I'm confused.
Yeah, no, I know.
So I'm sure he probably thought so.
Just an old angry pecker.
Very funny. There you go.
I wonder what I was talking about. I would love to know the context of that.
How long ago did you say it?
I don't know that either.
Well, you were, since I was going through your file, since you're the star of the read today.
Right. Yeah.
And I saw that, and I thought that would work.
Okay, perfect.
But a date, October 24 of 23.
Oh, okay.
About a year ago.
1 year ago, I was talking about an old angry peckerhead.
Charlie Casserly?
Yeah, he would fit the bill.
No, but I was thinking about the guys that you would make fun
of. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It will remain a mystery. So many options, too. So many options.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
You know, I was thinking, G, that, you know, since the Yankees game three is at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah,
I'm sure that we here at the station, because we're giving away tickets. That all day long we're giving away tickets when we get there, and I'm thinking they probably got a couple seats for me and you. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I know you love the legends.
That's the only where I'm going. If we get the tickets, I want the legend seats.
Yeah. I think they do. I think they do have legends.
Al, do they have legend seats?
I would imagine if you have them during the season, you get them for postseason.
Yeah, so I do believe they'll have some legend seats. If you want to go to game three in the legend seats?
I would go. I would go with you.
Okay.
We can get those. I don't even know if we have. Ask Hughes. Hughes is there. Ask him.
Yeah, Greg Hughes.
He passed the buck.
What did he say?
To
his superior in sales. Next level up, Zuckerman.
Yeah, but I'm asking, do we have those tickets?
He's not even sure. He's got to ask.
I'm pretty sure we have them. I'm almost positive we have them.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's that? Who do we ask?
Zuck. I think it's Zuckerman.
Oh, Zuck. Oh, he'll give us those.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Zuck's got my back. I know that all the time.
Yeah, but you got to take care of the clients, too.
Yeah.
We are the clients.
I mean.
Not really.
Without us, you don't have any clients. Right? I mean, when you really think about it, when you really dig down into the weeds.
Plus, I owe you for that Sports Minute thing.
Yeah, that digital.
It is true.
Yeah. And I showed up at that sales thing.
That's true.
That's another thing.
It's a lot of stuff. We're going above and beyond. You know, when they're asking for things, we're always there for
them.
Oh,
that was like that Wednesday night situation, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think, I mean, he'd be happy to give us.
I'm sure Zuck would take care of us.
Yeah. I mean, do you think
Zuck, every time I see Zuck, he's got a smile on his face. He's always asking me about something like, hey, can we do this? Can we do that? I'm like, sure, whatever you need, Zuck.
That's my Zuck impersonation. He's like, hey, how's everything going? Huh?
That's what I'm saying. Like, and he really cares.
Yeah. You know, he does.
Sure. Whatever you need.
Whatever you need. That's exactly how he does it. And that's why I know he's genuine.
And then if, like, he can't do it, you know, or he'll be like, oh.
He'll give you that.
He's never done that to me.
Yeah.
He's always been very kind to me. Very
so then
genuine.
He'll give you the legends for
if
game,
you want to
yeah.
go, you want to ask him, go ahead and ask him.
Well, okay, I'll ask him.
But is it you guys and like some friends? Or
no, just the two of
just
us.
The two,
just,
yeah.
We just want two legends. That's all for game three.
I mean, if you had four legends, I would take four legends.
Okay, yeah, okay. We could take four legends if you want. It's up to you. I'm fine with just
I'll bring
the two,
Windstar, but... and you can bring Sabrina.
Nah, it's 8:08 on a weekday. I'm not going to my 6-year old.
Come on, let's take him.
No, I'm not doing that. Plus, that would ruin my entire time. I'd have to find a family bathroom for her to pee in. God, stop.
Why, you can't walk into a woman's bathroom anymore? I thought you could now.
What?
Yeah.
I can't do that.
You sure?
Yes. Okay. I cannot do that.
I thought that's, maybe that's what we're voting on or something?
I don't know, but I'm not, I don't know. Maybe Zuck knows that too.
Didn't proposal one give us like free access to women's bathrooms or something?
I don't know. I just know that I'm not going in a woman's bathroom with my 6-year-old.
Okay. Daughter. All right. Well, that's a bad idea then.
Yeah. So, I mean, but, you know, we could find other people, but definitely, I'm sure he's just like, they're just sitting there. Nobody even wants him, probably, you know?
All right. So go get him and we'll go.
All right. Perfect. That's Monday, right? Monday, game three, Monday.
Yeah. Okay. Monday. Legend Seeds, Boomer and Geo.
That's also, though, remember, that's also the Giants-Steelers game. Monday night.
Jimmy Clark called and I don't care.
Just making sure. I mean, I know you love watching football.
I know. I love me watching some football.
So we can make it Tuesday if you want. Or maybe we can go both days.
Maybe we'll go both days. And by the way... You were something about the Steelers and the Giants. I forgot what it was. I'll think about that.
Yeah. Second. So yeah. Okay. So Zuck's got our back. You know, he did tell me when I went to game one up in the party suite. He's like, yeah, anything.
See, that's
you
what
need.
I'm saying. Like,
whatever you need. So we need two legends for game three.
That genuineness.
Yeah.
Zuck seems to exude
right
when he's around us. You know, mm-hmm. like most of these sales guys, they're all for themselves.
Oh,
they don't
yeah.
feel genuine when they come to talk to you, but Zuck, though.
And he's always there for the talent and always has been over the years. Like, that's his reputation. Yep. Like, you know, people do like word association things. When people say, you know, Zuck, I'm like there for the talent. That's what I think. I was just there for us.
When we have our talent dinners and lunches and the talent sits around talking about people, because that's what we do.
Yeah.
We never say a bad word about Zuck.
Why would you?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's the thing.
I it would be impossible.
With that talent dinner, you know, that Zuck, he's all for, you know, like,
yeah.
You talk about Greg Hughes behind his back, Danny Chow's and Ozanoff behind his back.
I mean, Greg
Mercandante's a maniac.
Greg Hughes shows up here like Halley's Comet shows up in the sky.
Yes.
Like, it's like once every 4 years, whatever it is. I don't see Greg Hughes very much. You know, he's a quarterly guy. Pops
well, you remember what happened when Spike was here?
I don't.
Spike drew a line.
Oh, well, yeah, with the salespeople. I know. Yeah.
They hated Spike universally.
Yeah.
I think hate still.
And how do they feel about Big Hurls?
Oh, they're all about him.
Yeah. Oh, see, there you go. That tells you all you need to know from a talent
building
standpoint.
Bridges is what he did.
Yeah, building bridges. He's got tire tracks on his back.
Okay.
That's why your sports minutes are out of the stream.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.